Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir in Tzvasemes. The Torah in our Parsha, Parshas Ve'eschanan, discusses to us what the process of Klal Yisrael going into Golus is going to look like. The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael is going to be sitting in Eretz Yisrael, sitting in a place of tranquility and peace, having the Beis HaMikdash, having Ashras HaShechinah, and unfortunately Klal Yisrael is going to start veering off the Derech and serving Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk tells us in Perek Daled, Pasuk Chaf Vav, Chaf Zayin, Chaf Ches, those Pesukim discuss to us that what the Rabbanu Shem is going to do is the Rabbanu Shem is going to send Klal Yisrael into Golus. V'hifetz Hashem eschem ba'amim. Hashem is going to send us out of Eretz Yisrael amongst the nations of the world in foreign lands. Va'avadatam sham elihim masi yedei adam eitz ve'even. We're going to start serving and continue serving Avodah Zarah in those places. Masi yedei adam, things which are made by humans, as opposed to serving the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And then the Pasuk tells us that after all that, being away from our homeland, being away from Ashras HaShechinah, being away from serving the Rabbanu Shel Olam properly, when we're going to hit rock bottom, the Torah gives us a little bit of light, a little bit of glimpse of hope at that point of rock bottom. And the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Chavtes, Ubikashta Misham, and you're going to search from there. Es Hashem Alekecha, Hashem your guard, Umat Sasa, and you will find him, Ki Sidra Shena, because you're searching for him, Bechal Levavcha, Ubechal Nafshecha, with your whole heart and your whole soul. Says the Chedushe Arim, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes, an unbelievable Yisai that's so important for us to remember. Says the Chedushe Arim, the natural tendency of a person, when a person deals with difficulties, is to run away from difficulties, to try to leave that place of difficulties, to try to go to a place in which they don't have to deal with these challenges, whether the challenges are emotional, physical, financial, spiritual. As soon as a person hits a challenge in their life, a person says, I'd rather not be here. I'd rather escape this. I'd rather put this behind me. I'd rather make this into a chapter of my life that has never existed. Yet says the Chedush Yerim, the Pasuk is teaching us that if we want to get past the traumas, if we want to get past the difficulties, if we want to get past the challenges that face us daily in our lives, the way to do it is not by escaping from them. What does the Pasuk tell us? Ubikashtam, and you'll search for Hashem, Meisham, from that place. Says the Chedush Yerim, the way to deal with challenges, the way to deal with darkness is not to try to escape from the place of darkness, not to try to run away from trauma, try to run away from the difficult past that we've had. What's the way to be able to heal properly? Ubikashta Mesham. Try to shine light into that dark place. Try to be able to transform the place of Cheshech into a place of Ar. Try to be able to ensure that when a person's outside of Eretz Yisrael, a person's in that world, which is called Chutzlar, it's a person's facing a challenge, a darkness, something which is uncomfortable. Ubikashta Mesham. Search for Hashem. Mesham. From there, from the place of darkness, from the place of rock bottom, Umatsasa, and then a person will be able to find Hashem in that place, not by leaving that place, but a person will be able to heal properly in a real way. When a person is able to transform the darkness into light, a person is able to transform that place of Chutz La'aretz into that place called Eretz Yisrael. A person is able to transform a place of hurting into a place of healing, and that's the secret that the Chedush Yerim tells us. If we want to heal properly, if we want to be able to train, if we want to be able to survive and be able to thrive through challenges, the secret is not to run away from the challenges. The secret is to be able to be in that challenge, to be present in that challenge, and to be able to reveal Hashem within the darkness. To be able to look, ubikashem, to look b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, with our whole heart and our whole soul, and to be able to find that sliver of light, which is called the Rabbanu Shel, within the deepest, darkest, most rock bottom places that we can find ourselves. And says the Chedush Yerim, that he heard over from the Halakha Yira Kaddish from Peshish, that this Pasuk is not just telling us what may happen or what could happen. Rather, Hashem is giving every single Yid a Shtar Chayiv. He's giving us an IOU, that when you find yourself in a dark place, whether again it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, when you find yourself in a place of darkness, ubikashtem, and you search for Hashem in that place, Hashem is promising every single Jew through the thousands of years of Galus, umatsasa, that I will make myself found to you. That if a Yid searches for Hashem within the darkness, as opposed to trying to run away, but a Yid says, I know that Hashem is with me even in this darkness. Like David HaMelech said, Gam ki eilech begeitz amaves, lo yirira ki ata imadi. Ata, he refers to Hashem in first person and says, Rabbanu Hashem, I'm not afraid in the valley of death because I know that you are here, right here with me. Not that you're only here when I soar up high. Not that you're only here when I leave this place of Geitz HaMavis, but right here
in the gates of Avos, in the valley of death, I believe and I know that you're here with me. And when a Yid is able to say that, is able to be ubekashta meisham, to search for Hashem from the place of rock bottom, from the dark place, and is able to transform that place of darkness into light, that a person has that promise of ubekashta meisham, as Hashem alekech, you'll search for there for Hashem your God, umatzasa, and you will find Hashem your God. And we find a very similar concept when it comes to Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael standing by Har Sinai, and the mountain is surrounded by dark clouds, by anan va'arufel, dark clouds. And the pasuk tells us in Chumash Shemais Perechaf and Yisrael va'yamare amay rochik, the nation stands back. They see these dark clouds. They see the darkness. What do? Immediately, their natural tendency is va'yamare amay rochik. They back up. Says the pasuk, Moshe nika shel arufel. Moshe comes close to the darkness. Asher Shamalikim, because over there is God. And says the Svar Magadoshim that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us again the same secret that the Chedush Arim teaches us. The natural tendency of the Am, of the everyday, regular, normal person, is when a person sees darkness, a person sees hardship, a person sees suffering, whether it's happening to them currently or it's something which took place to them in the past, the natural tendency is, let's step back. Let's try to erase that part of our life. Let's try to run away from that dark secret. Let's try to run away from that dark chapter which took place to me. People step back. Moshe says, I'm not running away from darkness. I don't believe that Hashem can only be found in the place of light. Rather, Moshe comes close and makes himself present within the arufel, within the darkness, within the hardship, Asher Shom Elikim, because he understands that right there, within the hardship and the difficulties, that's where Hashem is able to be found. When a person stops and is ubikashta and searches for Hashem within the most difficult and challenging times, a person is able to find Hashem and transform that arufel, that darkness, that dark cloud in a person's life into the greatest place of healing, into the greatest place of light. We should all be zeicha that when we go through these challenges and we find ourselves trying to deal with the difficulties, with the traumas, with the hardships and the pain that we've all gone through and we're all going to go through as part of the reality of living as a human. We're going to go through these difficulties to recognize that we don't need to escape them in order to be able to feel healthy. Rather, we need to be able to shine light, to illuminate those places of darkness, to be able to transform them from a place of chayshech into a place of art. And Emirat Hashem, by doing that, obizecha, just like on Tisha B'Av, when we hit that rock bottom, echatzois, and we're sitting on the floor, and we've been sitting on the floor the whole morning, and we've been sitting on the floor the night before and crying and saying kinnis, from that place of darkness, Mashiach is born. Emirat Hashem, obizecha, that we were all bizecha, to our own personal Mashiach, our own personal geula, and Emirat Hashem, the geula haklalas with the base of Mikdash, the meherav yameinu. Have a great Shabbos.